Joining me now, Charles Krauthammer, a syndicated columnist and Fox News contributor. Charles, good to see you. So it's been really remarkable to see the damage that the women issue has done to Trump just in the past month, when all of these issues were raised in August of 2015. Your thoughts?
Well, he showed himself as a reformed man. I'm not sure there are a lot of people who bought it. But look, I think this debate reminds me of the famous headline in the Harvard Crimson, Harvard beats Yale 29-29. That was a football game where Harvard was the huge underdog and had a comeback in the fourth quarter. It was a very clever headline and a famous one. Look, Donald Trump went into this debate with his campaign hanging by a thread, hemorrhaging, with governors, Republican senators, members of Congress running away. And had he not done well in this debate, his campaign was over. And that's why I think it turned out to be sort of on points, on merits, roughly a draw. But that for him is like for the Harvard football team. That was a win because it salvages his campaign. He's able to go on. And I think what the effect it might have, I heard earlier people said, well, it didn't expand the tent. It didn't exactly expand his appeal to women, etc. But that's not what his task was. His task tonight was to save his campaign by stopping the hemorrhaging in the GOP. And I think we might see that over the next few days, where instead of a mass flight for the exits, and that might be reduced as a result of the fact that he had good moments, and essentially in the second half of the debate had a more dominant presence.
So where does that take us from here? He saves the campaign, but how does it look to you with 30 days left to go?
Right, but I mean, the downside is when you're running behind as he is, and the gap was increasing before the tape business, you can't waste a debate. You can't waste a week just holding your ground, which is what he did. So I think in that sense, he's got a lot of ground to make up, and he's lost a lot of time.
What did you make of that tape, Charles, of Trump on that bus in 2005?
Well, it sounded fatal. To me, I must say I was one of the few who was not shocked at all, because I've always thought that is who Donald Trump is, and it's usually the hidden tapes and the hot mic stuff that reveals what a person is. I was kind of shocked by how shocked so many people were, because there were so many other offenses in the past that Trump had committed that were worse. But here's what I think is the effect of the debate. In the 48 hours before, the only issue, the only discussion in the country was about the tape and would he survive. At the end of 90 minutes, that became one issue out of 9 or 10. In a sense, the tape was contextualized as one problem among the many, as opposed to this overwhelming issue that was enveloping and crushing the campaign. That's the reason I think for Trump it was a win, because he came out looking different from when he came in. When he came in, you thought to yourself, how could this man even show his face after a revelation like that? And he came out normalized.
Is there anything you think that could stop her now? I mean, do you think so? He's restarted the engine. But so many people say he can't do it, the Electoral College and so on and so forth. Do you believe that? Do you believe this race is over? Or do you believe Trump really could close this now if he gets a few breaks cut in his way?
I don't think he can close it if things just continue in a normal way. And I don't think he does close it. What is true, however, is if there are WikiLeaks revelations, I mean, it's hard to imagine, but let's say a pay-for-play instance with the Clinton Foundation of clear, maybe even criminal-looking corruption. I think that's extremely unlikely. But if you get an exogenous event like that, then I think it's possible. So in that sense, the campaign continues, hoping for a lightning strike. But it's equally probable that he could be hit by a lightning strike of another tape discovered somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know everybody's looking right now. But Julian Assange is also looking and says that WikiLeaks will have more disclosures. Charles, it's been an interesting evening. Thank you.
Very. Thank you.